If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I apologize. I'm trying to find, like, the best way to set this microphone up so it doesn't get super staticky. But, like, also I gotta make sure to set it up so, like, you can hear me fine. And then so that I want the people to, whoever I'm interviewing, to hear me fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a whole thing. If I were to ask you to pick a local metal band, what metal band would you pick for me to play on the podcast? They gotta be, like, local.
I'm listening to Persistent Aggressor.
Persistent Aggressor.
Yeah,
I'm interviewing the singer Persistent Aggressor here in about 20 minutes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's who I'm setting this up for. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I have, like, a bunch of the vinyls and whatnot, and I'm like, yeah, like, I'm gonna listen to some, and that's, like, been the one I've been listening to.
Hell yeah.
The most. That and Goosed.
You're a good kid. That was my 14-year-old son. He was helping me try to figure out how to do some audio things because, you know, there's some crackles and phone calls and stuff, and, like, I don't have, like, a Skype hooked up. And, like, asking people to set up their own Skype, and not everybody has this stuff. But everybody can make a phone call and talk for, like, 3 to 5 minutes, you know? And so trying to figure out the best way to make this good for you. And he picked those bands. He picked Persistent Aggressor and Goose. Like, how cute and coincidental. Hmm? Is it not? I didn't pay him to say that. I'm raising him cool. He used to listen to SoundCloud rappers. That's real shit. Today on Localize It, I'm going to be talking to Larry Gargis from Persistent Aggressor. Another cat that, like, we had to get to do this, like, had to get, so let's get him right off the rip. You know he's going to be picking something cool. I know what he's picking. I'm going to pretend that it's a surprise, though. It's Hyper as Hell. It's Hyper as Hell. That's the name of the band. It's going to be awesome, I am sure. And I'm looking forward to talking to Larry during our quarantines. So, yes, welcome to Keep It at 99, Localize It. Let's call Larry.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Either you are while you're falling apart, and it opened a can of worms. And that gun's in my hand, and I know it looks bad, but believe me, I'm innocent. And I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocks. I get blue. Are you coming? Are you coming?
Hello?
Yo, yo!
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. On the line.
What the fuck do you want? What are you calling me for?
Well, I was just going to ask you if there's any good bands.
I ain't got your money and you ain't getting
it. I know. We already talked. We discussed this already. So yeah, I am calling people. We are doing a daily routine here for Keeping It 99 for the foreseeable future while we're all in our quarantines and such. And I'm asking local music fans, local musicians, people who've been around the block in Northeast Ohio to pick a band for us to play for the day, to be our band of the day, just kind of, you know, past or present. And you are a perfect candidate because you know a lot about good bands and such. And so I wanted to ask you, who would you, Larry Gargis from Persistent Aggressor? Picked to play here on Keeping It 99's Localize It.
candidates. I didn't want to go too, deep of a cut, you know, because I wanted people to, I wanted the music to be readily accessible for them, but that doesn't mean that this band wasn't my first pick anyway. They kind of were, but there were others that I thought, man, I wish people, like, for example, I almost went with Windpipe, because that's a band that just, fuck. I mean, I don't think I've seen a better live band locally ever than Windpipe. I mean, there's just, they were just fucking amazing. Members of Confront, Ringworm, Apartment 213, and a dozen other bands, and they were around in the early 90s, and they were fucking just awesome. They have one record out, the recording's kind of shabby on it, so I forewent them, and I went back with my original pick, which was Hyper as Hell, the song Parasite Human.
Now, what is it about Hyper as Hell that made you go with them? What is it about them that makes them the band of the day today?
They were a great band. I mean, just they were just really fucking good. I think they started in 86 or 87, and by then I'd gone to a couple shows, but I wasn't really a part of a scene, as it were, because I was just trying to find my way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gone to see a couple larger bands, but one, shows were hard for me to get to because I was so terribly young. And, you know, I was, you know, I lived in pretty much abject poverty. So going to shows wasn't, you know, like something I did in my free time. But when I finally got around to seeing Hyper as Hell, they were the band. I had entertained the thought of playing music, you know, because I had older cousins that kind of did it, but they moved on to San Francisco. They introduced me to punk rock and hardcore. But they had moved away to San Francisco, and I kind of had it embedded you had to be from a much larger city to do it. But then I saw Hyper as Hell, and those were guys I had seen at other shows I'd been to, and they were fucking incredible. They were up there doing it, and they were everything I loved about hardcore bands. I mean, they had just super aggressive, fast as fuck parts, but they leaned heavily in on some metal too. Not unlike Animosity era COC or The Accused used to do. They had elements of that because they had some good musicians in the band. And most importantly, their vocalist, Donnie Brown, I don't know if there's anybody that ever sings like Donnie. He sounds fucking unhinged. Like, it sounds like there's something fucking wrong with this guy when he sings, and it just was totally appealing to me. And, you know, lyrically, they were, they had their shit together lyrically, even though he sounded like a fucking raging lunatic. And they were just a fucking great band. I saw them a few times, and they came out with a cassette that was called Primer at This End. And they did a couple other recordings after that. But they stopped playing in 90, I think, and then came back a couple years later, floated around for another year or two, and then they were gone. And they just don't get their just desserts. There was a period in Akron in particular in the late 70s and early 80s where there was the Akron sound based out of the Clone Records and the remnants of the scene that was built by Devo and Rubber City Rebels and stuff like that. But for the mid-80s, even though they were from Kent and Bath and Stowe and they played a lot in Cleveland, Hyper as Hell was the only game going in Akron. I mean, there were Zero Defects and Plasma Lines that predated them, but Hyper as Hell was the band that, for dudes my age, you know, mid-40s, early 50s, they were the band that got everybody going and made everybody say, fuck, man, let's start playing. They were just a great band, and I think they get slept on a lot. My Mind's Eye just released a discography, but everybody anybody that I fucking knew that was worth their salt in the music scene in the 80s and 90s, late 80s, early 90s, had that Primer Descent cassette and rocked that on the regular.
Well, that's fucking perfect, dude. That's fucking perfect. Persistent Aggressor, do you guys got any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
We're playing tomorrow. It's a top secret location. It's going to be just Josh. He's going to be driving up from Columbus to the secret location.
Okay.
The rest of us are against the whole idea, and Josh being a trailblazer,
yeah,
and a person with a very headstrong personality. You know, he likes Trapped.
Yeah.
He's going to come up and do that show, and we expect everybody to be there.
You guys heard it here first. Go to the Persistent Aggressor secret show that is just Josh. Well, he's going to be playing Trapped. He's going to be playing Headstrong from Trapped.
It's playing with Trapped.
Playing under with
the nom de plume of Persistent Aggressor. It's so fucking secret, we're not telling anybody where the fucking show is at. And if you miss it, then you miss it. You know?
That's it. Well, shit, man. Well, we are going to play, I'm about to play some Hyper as Hell, Human Parasite. It is a killer song. I listened to it right before I gave you a ring. And, dude, thank you so much for fucking doing this.
Thanks for having me, man. I love being on the show. I mean, I joke around a lot, tease and shit, but I really enjoy talking with you and Grant because your excitement for music in general is just, it's engaging, and it makes me excited, you know, about music too. And your guys' excitement about local bands in particular is pretty fucking awesome. So I'm always happy to be on, and, you know, you let me ramble, which is nice because, as a school teacher, I don't get a lot of adult conversation, so I appreciate it.
I've been quarantined for 3 weeks with three fucking kids. I get it.
Yeah, you're probably getting a lot of it now. You've got three kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're living my life almost.
Just 24/7.
You're not getting paid for it.
You're right.
But it's my life, you know. I walk out that door and I'm just craving to talk to an adult about anything.
Yeah.
You know, and so
I get
anytime
it.
I get a chance to talk about music and break your balls and break Grant's balls, and by extension, I just broke Josh's balls pretty hard, and that's because I love him and he's been a partner for a long time. So, you should hit him up, man.
Oh, I'm going.
That guy, yeah, you should really hit Josh up. I mean, he's got a pretty unique perspective. He's younger than I am, but he's probably a little bit to a lot older than you, so he's going to have a different take on things than you or I might. So, hit him up, man. I loved Kenny Royer's episode that I just listened to. Can't say I love Kenny that much, but I love the episode. But that's because he's an idiot, so, you know.
The whole band is, from what I hear. The whole band is. Fuck yeah, man. Well, yeah. Once again, dude. Thanks for everything, dude. And
thank you. Be safe, okay?
Hey, you do the same, brother. Larry Vargas, everybody. Yeah. He picked a hell of a song, dude. He picked a hell of a band. Hyper as Hell. This is Human Parasites. So tomorrow, very special guest tomorrow. Possibly my favorite guest of all time. Yeah, I said it. It's gonna be my wife. She's picking a band. Yeah, we're doing that. Until next time, tomorrow, bye! We'll be right back.
been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.